education and quality education remains a big challenge, not just in Afghanistan, but in many countries. And so it's not surprising that it's an important part of the new development goals as well. The new agenda also puts a particular emphasis on the quality of education and the fact that it should be available for all, boys and girls, women and men, and at all ages. One NGO that has been trying to make a difference, particularly for girls, was co-founded a few years ago by Kristen Brandt in New York City. Called She's the First, the organization is now providing scholarships for several hundred girls in 10 different countries. I asked Kristen what role the Millennium Development Goals have played in her work.
So when we started She's the First, it was really just a YouTube campaign. The idea was to get a message out about the importance of girls' education and get youth and young professionals involved and interested in the cause. At that time, we were really just focused on the general goal of getting girls into school, and we didn't have a specific focus. What we realized, we're very close to reaching gender parity at the primary level, and that's what that original UN development goal was for. It was for primary education. But we realized this isn't really where the gendered problem is. You know, if you're a girl and you're 9 years old and you're not in school, it's probably not because you're a girl. It's probably because your family just doesn't have the resources to send any of their kids to school. But all that changes when you hit secondary school. And so the UN Development Goals really helped to define where we started the organization, but then we tended to move away from it a little bit, actually, as we went on. And now we have a very intense focus on secondary graduation and the quality of secondary schools that we work with.
How difficult do you find it to put, in your instance, a girl through school through these kinds of scholarships?
Generally, it's going to cost about $1,000 per year for a girl to send her through school. That's going to be even more if she's, and that's USC. That's going to be even more if she's going into a boarding school, for example, where she, and a little bit less if she's going in some of the even lower income countries. You can send students to school for a lot less money than that. But what we found is that we really want to find these programs that are going to transform girls' lives. And that isn't something that you can do cheaply. You know, you really need to invest in education in order for it for them to be able to be leaders in their communities. And we're working in Southeast Asia and India and Nepal. We're working in East Africa. We're working in East Ethiopia, all over the globe. And we work with local NGO partners. These students are going to school and going to organizations among their own community members, and through that are really learning to be part of the community in a big way.
Do you feel that these global UN campaigns like the Millennium Development Goals or the upcoming Sustainable Development Goals, that they make any difference in your everyday work?
I think it does a couple of things. I think it does help to set an agenda so that people are using the same language. And I think it's important to have recognition from a body like the UN who comes in and says, you know, yes, this cause is important and here's why. Because it really allows you to set up your organization within a larger framework. I do think that the UN development goals in general, they were fairly vague and they left a lot out and they left a lot to be desired when it comes to reaching poverty alleviation. You know, there's nothing about human rights in there. There's nothing really about economic empowerment. Really nothing hitting at the basis of why or the ways in which development needs to happen. And so one of the things I'm excited about, and so the ones that I'm focused on in the MDGs, they were achieve universal primary education and promote gender equality. In the SDGs, the language switch is ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning for all. And that's so important because all of a sudden now we're not just focused on getting students into seats. We're focused on making sure that they have quality, equal education. That's huge, to make sure that there's a worldwide focus that not just are students in a classroom, any classroom, but they're getting a good education that's going to allow them to be successful later. I think it's transformational. The other SDG achieves gender equality and empower all women and girls. And again, you know, that went from promoting gender equality in the MDGs to achieving it. And I think a lot of people say it's really just all talk and what does that do for us? But these subtle shifts, I really do think help to bring a public awareness. I think it does make a difference. That being said, I think it's still very much up to all of the NGOs across the world to actually take action and make sure that these things are happening. And of course, that's something that we're all already working on.